change doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It means you're growing, you're adapting, and you're making the best possible changes and steps for that situation. Are you a rural farming woman, wife, or mother struggling to find peace in your busy life? Do you find yourself trying to squeeze joy out of your daily routine, manage stress that seems never-ending, and somehow reconnect with your passions in the midst of it all? Do you love your rural life, yet often feel overwhelmed by the challenges it brings? Welcome to Cultivate Contentment, the podcast designed just for you. I'm Jessica Knight, a fellow rural woman, wife, and mother, and I get it. I've been there. Right there in the trenches, juggling the demands of farm life, motherhood, and carving out moments to take care of myself. Come along with me and my guests as we explore balancing farm life with personal needs on a realistic level. Practical ways to sprinkle a little joy and peace into your daily routine, nurturing relationships without losing your sense of self, and how to keep stress at bay and prevent burnout, all while staying focused on what we really want, feeling content and settled in our lives. So whether you're savoring a cup of coffee before the morning chaos begins, stealing a moment of quiet on your drive to town, or popping in your earbuds while wrestling with laundry and dishes, I invite you to join me. Let's laugh, learn, and cultivate contentment together. Hello, and welcome back to Cultivate Contentment. We've been going through this reset series for a couple of months now. And I know that for me, in my reset journey, there's been a lot of change. So today we're going to talk about change, how change is hard, especially in rural life. There's a lot of adjustment that takes place when you're doing a reset. You're adjusting your patterns, you're experimenting with new habits, routines, sleep ideas. And then for anyone that's going along the health journey, there's changes to your movement. There's changes to your diet. As someone who is going through a health journey at the moment with a naturopath and trying to get some better gut health and general health in my body. And I have started taking some supplements and a gluten-free diet. And I know that it's really hard to make those changes and stick to those changes. Even starting this podcast was a lot of change, and it's not always comfortable. And I still have weeks where I go, oh, I can't do this because who am I to do a podcast? And all of those things come in, but it's still because I'm going through this transition of change. The podcast is still really new and it's exciting, but it's also scary. And that all comes with change. I encourage you, if you're going through a period of change, to not feel like just because it's not working straight away, or just because your idea isn't coming along as fast as you thought it should, or that you would like it to, don't give up on it, because you're just in this little transition phase. If you've been craving change but feel stuck, or if you've taken the first few steps and now you're feeling unsure or uncomfortable, know that you're definitely not alone. Change is scary, exciting, and hard all at once. It's really normal to feel conflicted, wanting something different but fearing that unknown, especially in rural life where so much has been done the same way for generations. Stepping out of the mold can feel even more daunting. But remember, feeling uncomfortable doesn't mean it's wrong. It means you're growing. So in today's episode, we're going to explore the difficulty of change, particularly in rural life, and some strategies to embrace it without feeling overwhelmed. Before we dive into today's episode, I'd love to ask you to take a moment to leave a rating or review for the podcast. It helps spread the word to other rural women who might be struggling with the same things we talk about. Head to Spotify or iTunes and click the 5 stars. If you're on iTunes, could you also leave a short little written review? If you found any comfort, support, or inspiration here, leaving a review would mean the world to me. Let's start with why change feels so uncomfortable. change pushes us outside of our comfort zones. And that's why it's difficult. Because when we talk about our comfort zones, we're talking about routines, habits, and ways of thinking that have made us feel safe because they're predictable. It's like you're living in your own little bubble. And if you don't challenge any of the norms, then you're safe. Nothing bad's going to happen. And then you bring along this concept of change. And all of a sudden, someone's put a little pin in that bubble and popped it, and you're exposed to all the big outside world, and there's all these scary things. Now, in rural life, especially on farms, where routine is often the backbone of the operation, this sense of predictability is even stronger. You know what to expect from day to day, from season to season, from year to year. There's generations of farmers that have done things the same way. The tasks are familiar. The processes are well established. But when we start to contemplate change, even when we know it's necessary, it can stir up feelings of fear and uncertainty because it's moving into territory we don't fully understand. In rural life, particularly on farms that have been passed down through generations, I feel like this discomfort is amplified. Farms are often not just businesses, but legacies. And they've got routines, practices, and roles that are deeply embedded in family tradition. These legacies, though familiar and comforting, might no longer serve the current demands of modern farming family business or a modern family's life. Yet the weight of tradition makes it hard to challenge or change them. So we all know that succession on farms is really hard because you've got one generation who have been running this business that is their life for however many years, and you've got the younger generation coming in and they want to do things differently. They've got all these different ideas, and the ideas aren't necessarily bad, they're just different. And it can be really hard, especially when you're the older generation who are stepping back from something that has meant so much to you for so long, to have someone coming in and saying, oh, you know, we're going to do it bigger and better. They're not meaning it in any way that is saying that their parents didn't do a good job. It's just a transition of time, a lot of it. There's new technology, there's new farming practices, there's research, there's information that just wasn't there in the previous generations. But this concept of change can be really hard from both ends because it also takes a lot of courage for the new generation to come in and say, well, I've got this idea, I want to put this change in place, when they have no idea if it's going to work or not. And they could be the ones sitting there at the end of the season going, yeah, I was really wrong and I've screwed things up. So this is from the farming side of things. But what about for farm wives and rural women? One of the main reasons that change feels so uncomfortable is because it introduces uncertainty into our lives. As rural women, farm wives, or mothers, there's already so much unpredictability in our lives, especially being involved in agriculture, the weather, the livestock, the markets. It's easy to want to hold on to routines that provide stability. These routines become a way to create a sense of control in a world where there's so many things that are beyond our control. But stepping out of the comfort zone, whether it's adopting a new habit, trying a new way of doing things on the farm, or even setting boundaries for yourself, can make you feel vulnerable. You don't know what's going to happen, and that unknown can be really scary. Often it's rural women that are pushing for change, that are saying, no, we don't want things to be how they were for the generation above us, especially for women who have grown up on farms and then become farm wives and said, I want my kids' childhood to look different from mine. And they're not saying it in any way that says their childhood was bad, but they can see how they could probably make their child's lives a little bit better or a little bit different in ways that they would have liked. Change is also uncomfortable because it challenges the way we see ourselves. And I think identity for rural women is a really strong part of who they are, especially for those who've been raised in or married into farm life. You might have a very specific sense of your role, whether it's as a farm wife, a mother, a partner, a farmer. These roles often come with certain expectations that have been passed down through generations. When you start to introduce change, it can feel like you're questioning or altering that identity. You may wonder, if I change this, what does that say about me? Or am I still being true to what's expected of me as a farm wife or as a mother? This internal conflict can make change even more difficult. For those that have been raised in agriculture and seen their own mother and the way that she lived her life, and that is your expectation of what a woman in agriculture looks like, and that's the role that you felt you had to fill. Or for a farm wife who's married into agriculture and had no idea of what a farm wife was like, and so they've watched their mother-in-law or other farm wives that live near them, and they've said, oh, okay, this is what my role is as a farm wife. And suddenly sitting there one day and saying, well, I get that that's my role, but I'd actually like to make a change. I'd like to make it look a little bit different. And we're challenging that sense of identity that comes with being a farm wife, because we see how it's been done before us and go, whew, there's a lot of tradition, there's a lot of generations, and I'm going to be the one to sit here and go, nah, I'm going to do things a little bit different. And it takes a lot of courage to say that and to take actions to put that in place. So while we're trying to put these things in place, our brain's over here going, it's much easier to stick with the familiar, even if it's not serving you well anymore, because your brain's there just going, no, 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 let's stay in the little safe bubble, please. Don't pop my bubble. I like it. I like it in here. Our brains are wired to seek out what feels safe and familiar, even with those routines or habits that are no longer benefiting us. It's why we stay in routines that may not be the best for us, or resist adopting new ones that could lead to more balance or happiness. In farm life, where there's so much already physically and mentally demanding, sticking with what you know often feels a whole lot easier. The thought of adding something new, even something that might improve your well-being, can seem exhausting. And I am feeling that at the moment. I am feeling it that I am on a new gluten-free diet and going to the supermarket, meal planning each week was already a big task. And now I'm making it even harder. I already didn't feel great in my body, and these changes are probably bringing up a lot of things. And I don't know from one day to the next how I'm going to feel. And that's really hard. And I'm here going, why am I making these changes when they're making me feel even worse? Because I know that if I can stick it out, it's probably going to make me feel a whole lot better. But in this period of change where I'm not really seeing the results from the change, it can be really hard not to just sink back into old habits and say, nope, at least before I knew what I was in for, I knew what each day was going to look like, even if I didn't feel great, at least there was some consistency, which I don't have now. So I have to look at it from the long-term point of view that says, well, if I stick with these changes, I could actually end up feeling a whole lot better and not just living day to day, feeling exhausted and not feeling great, but at least having a routine. But if I stick with these changes, then it'll be a major impact on my health. And it's really hard not to let your brain just go, no, 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 take a step back. Just go back to the safe and the comfortable, even if it's not the best outcome. It's easier to continue doing what you've always done, even if a part of you knows that change is necessary for growth. And we talk about the physical impact, but there's also the emotional weight that comes with change. You might feel guilt, fear, or even grief about letting go of something that's been a part of your life for so long. For example, if you're considering shifting the way you handle family roles or even farm responsibilities, you might feel guilty for thinking about your own needs or how that change could affect others. The unknown is so intimidating. And for many rural women, the weight of the what ifs can be paralyzing. What if this change doesn't work? What if it makes things harder? What if it upsets the balance that has been maintained for so long? There are so many what ifs, and we always think of the negative what ifs. What if this change works? What if this change makes things easier? What if this change creates an environment that we never knew could exist? Looking at the what ifs in the positive sense. And the mental and emotional effort required to change can feel really just overwhelming. It's easier to stick with what we've done because it's predictable. For rural women, change can feel like an especially heavy lift. The mental and emotional energy required to shift long-standing routines and roles can be overwhelming, particularly when so much of rural life is rooted in tradition and predictability. On the farm, there's comfort in doing things, in little air quotes, the way they've always been done. Because how many times have we heard that said? Whether it's handling the farm chores, caring for the kids, or managing for households, the way they've always been done. But even if these routines aren't working as well as they used to, the thought of disrupting them can seem like just one more responsibility in an overloaded schedule. You might be juggling the kids' school, farm duties, family needs, making it feel like there's just no room for adding something new, even if you know that it will improve your life. It's having the emotional resilience to take this step into something unfamiliar without knowing exactly how it will turn out. This can be really tough in rural communities, where stability and reliability are often prized. For a farm wife, breaking away from the tradition or even making just a small shift in the way you do things can feel like you're adding this huge additional burden rather than lightening your load. So while it's important to remember that while change is hard, it's also what makes growth possible. The effort you put into how you adjust your routines or try something new can lead to greater balance, a sense of fulfillment in the long run. And it doesn't have to be an all or nothing process. Small incremental changes like carving out time for yourself in the mornings or adjusting how you approach farm tasks can make a big difference without overwhelming you. So for all of my perfectionist personality listeners out there, here's where change can feel really paralyzing. For a perfectionist, change can feel like an admission that you were wrong, especially in parenting. As rural mums, we often feel like we have to get it right the first time. But our first child, really, they're a test dummy for all the things that we're learning. That poor first child, they go through a lot, but they're the one where you learn everything on. I know that with my motherhood journey, the way, not necessarily the way that I parented, but just the person that I was at the different stages of my children's life was down to the experience that I had behind me. I do know, though, that changing the way that you parent from one child and to the next can feel like you're admitting defeat. With my firstborn, I struggled so much with breastfeeding. But there's that saying, breast is best. And I persevered through a lot of challenges. I never enjoyed it. I was not that mum who just had a baby and went, yeah, this is great. We're breastfeeding. It's all good. I stressed about it. I fought it. I had days where I dreaded it. But I breastfed him to a year old because I felt that was what was expected. I felt like if I didn't do that, then I was failing as a mum. Now, jump on down the line. My second was a phenomenal feeder and just did everything that he was meant to. And we got through the breastfeeding journey till about 9 months. But again, I persevered through babies with reflux, repeated mastitis, hospitalizations because I got that sick with it. Then come to the third child, premature, couldn't feed, had the tube down to his stomach and all of his feeds were getting in that way. So then he learnt to feed on a bottle and then we tried breastfeeding and it was just so hard. And I'm sitting there going, no, I'm a mother of three. I've breastfed two kids. I can do this again. He then had an upper lip tie and I just could not get him to feed properly. Being told to stay in bed with him for a day and just relax about it. And that was the best way to create attachment with him. And I just looked at the person giving me this advice and thought, I've got two toddlers and you're telling me to spend a day in bed. I decided at 8 weeks that we were done, that it was not benefiting either of us to keep going on this journey. But the thought of making that change, of saying that I couldn't do it when I had done it for my first two, and knowing the health benefits and things that are all to do with breastfeeding. And I sat there and I cried and cried because I felt like I was failing because I had done this for my two previous kids. Why couldn't I do it for him as well? The thought of changing how I had fed him compared to my two other boys made me feel like a complete and utter failure. Now, looking back, I can say that he's perfectly fine and I was making a big deal out of nothing. But changing the way that I had raised two kids to my last kid, it paralyzed me in fear of feeling like I was letting him down in some way. Change doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It means you're growing, you're adapting, and you're making the best possible changes and steps for that situation because that situation wasn't benefiting either of us. Following the norm and feeling like it was the way that I had to go about things was not going to benefit either of us in the long run. And I know that we can feel guilt for changing how we've acted to what we previously were, which I think also leads into that challenging tradition doesn't mean disrespecting it. Just because you're adopting new methods or roles, it doesn't diminish the value of tradition. In fact, we can honor tradition by adapting it for modern needs. We don't farm the same way that we farmed 50 years ago. We don't parent the same way that people parented 50 years ago. We don't have the same relationship in our marriage as to what people did 50 years ago. It doesn't mean that we're totally throwing out all of the things that they did back then. We're building upon them. We're creating change within them for the better. And I think one of the biggest internal conflicts that many rural women face, especially those who have married into the family, is the fear that by introducing change, they're somehow disrespecting the past. The reality is that you can still honor the hard work and wisdom that previous generations put into farming while recognizing that what worked for them might not work as well today. Farming life has changed so much with new technologies and different economic pressures, modern family dynamics. Adjusting to these changes isn't about rejecting the past, but ensuring that the farm and your family can thrive into the future. And the discomfort that you feel when putting these changes in place isn't a sign that it's wrong. It's a sign that you're stepping into something new. And growth always involves some level of discomfort, whether it's a small level of discomfort, like you're doing a new exercise routine and it really, really hurts, or you're passing the farm on to the next generation and have to go through the whole succession process. There is different levels of discomfort, whether it's suggesting a new method for crop rotation, advocating for more family time, or shifting the household responsibilities. These changes take courage. As the younger generation, you're not only helping the farm and your family adapt to modern challenges, but also ensuring that the legacy of the farm can continue for future generations. And I think we need to look at too that these changes aren't just hard for the younger generation, they're hard for the older generation, because the work that they put in to the farm, to the family, to them would have been change at the time. And now they're sitting there going, yeah, but we put all these things in place and it's a lot better than what it was. And it can be hard for them to then step back and go, oh, okay, no, they are where we were 50 years ago. And we need to remember what it was like to be in their shoes. Change is also hard because I feel in small communities, in small, tight-knit farming communities, it can sometimes feel like everyone's watching. This can create a fear of judgment if you step out of the traditional roles or try something new. Just let me reassure you that really people aren't actually paying attention to your every move that you make. Most people are too busy with their own lives to scrutinize every decision you make. That was some advice given to me once, is that when you're putting these changes in, they might feel like a really big thing to you, whether they're farming ones or personal ones. And it might feel like, oh, what's everyone going to think? And to be honest, a lot of the time they're not even going to notice. But don't let that get you down if you did want them to notice. Change in small rural communities can add another layer of discomfort, where it feels like everyone knows everyone and your farm or your family has a long-standing presence in the area. It can feel like every move you make is under a microscope. You might feel pressure to keep things the way they are because that's what everyone expects, or because you don't want to stand out. In reality, most people are focused on their own lives. But it's hard not to feel like every step forward towards change will be noticed or commented on or even criticized. But really, the changes that you make, they're for yourself. So if there's people there commenting, noticing, criticizing, don't worry about them, because the changes at the end of the day are for you, not for them. So this episode has gone a little bit longer than I thought it would. We've talked about how challenging and uncomfortable change can be, especially in rural life where traditions and routines are so deeply ingrained. Change doesn't end with just stepping out of your comfort zone. There's a lot more to it. And in the next part of this conversation, we're going to explore what happens when we're in that in-between phase, the liminal space, and how to navigate that time of uncertainty while moving forward. Next week, in part two of this episode, we'll dive deeper into this idea of liminal space and discuss how you can continue embracing change even when it feels like you're standing still. We'll talk a bit more about identity shifts and why it's important to let go of what you think you should be so you can discover who you could be. If this episode resonates with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can leave a review, reach out on Instagram, share your experience, share it to your stories. Change is something we all go through, but we don't have to navigate it alone. I'm excited for you to join me in part two of this episode, where we'll continue this conversation on creating change to cultivate contentment in our lives. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Cultivate Contentment. I hope you found inspiration and practical tips to help you on your journey towards a more contented life. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing or following the podcast on your favorite platform. And don't forget to leave a review to let me know your thoughts. For more content and community support, be sure to follow on Instagram at Grounded Farm Wife. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Together, we can continue to cultivate contentment in our lives. Until next time, take care and stay grounded.